increasing our enrollment faster than our comparison schools. If you look at the ethnicity, this is something I think we can be proud of. We're actually more diverse than our comparison schools. We have a higher proportion of African-American and Hispanic students than our comparison schools. And if you look individually, we would rank fifth in the country in terms of our diversity in schools of public health. We also, of course, because we enroll more, we graduate more students. And in fact, we are graduating more students at a higher rate than our comparison schools. One of the things I'm particularly proud of is our urban health and diversity program. A lot of numbers on here, but you can just pick one year, for example, fiscal year 12. What I want you to understand is that the meager state funding we get for this program, we are very successful leveraging to other dollars. So that if you look at urban health programs across the campus, for every state dollar we get, we generate more dollars than any other program, and we generate more graduates than any other program for every dollar invested. And this is a pipeline program that encompasses the whole pipeline, K through 12, college, graduate students, and beyond. And because of that program, we have very good success in graduating underrepresented minorities. In fact, we have surpassed our comparison schools by a lot. Where do our students go? Well, about 39% go on for further education, and about 45% find employment. And they find employment in a diversity of sectors, including research, healthcare, not-for-profits, and government. What do the salaries look like? Not as well as I think they should be, but this is pretty representative of what the national average would look like. The outliers up here are primarily MDs. And you remember the average indebtedness was about $23,000. So if you take this as the typical range, that gives you an idea of what their indebtedness compares to their initial salary, entry-level salary. So where do we compare to our colleges here at UIC? We are traditionally always second in terms of total dollars, but once again, I think total dollars is not the way to look at this. We're a smaller college than most of these. If you do this as a rate per capita of faculty members, we would be consistently number one. In terms of, I showed you something like this before, in terms of all sponsored funding, we rank number 13th. In terms of public universities, we rank number 8th. And once again, a better metric, I think, would be looking at per capita dollars. By per capita dollars, we would rank in the top 10 nationally. So our faculty are very successful in terms of getting grants. And you see that we are ahead of some of the older and quote-unquote more illustrious schools of public health. Part of this success is attributable to the fact that our faculty success rate on submitted application grants is very high. Overall, it is 50%. For NIH grants, it is 39%. And you know the national average is below 20%. So we have very smart faculty. Our faculty is predominantly white, though, so we have a lot of work to do here to increase our minority representation among faculty. And another problem with our faculty, as you've heard from other colleges, that we are experiencing salary compression, so that we are not competitive either with our comparison schools or all schools in terms of our senior faculty at the associate and full professor level. As we bring in new assistant professors, we are doing better. So in the long run, hopefully this will work its way through the system. But we are losing faculty because of this. I can tell you, in the past month, we lost 2 senior faculty to one of the new schools of public health across the border in Indiana because of this issue. We are a very successful school also in taking the meager state dollars that we get in GRF funding and leveraging it into a big budget. So we get about $4 million in GRF funds, and we leverage it into about $63 million a year. So if you were looking for a good return on investment, if you had a few extra dollars to invest, come to me. I'll turn it into a profit. Where are we going in the future? We have several new initiatives that either are underway or just starting out. I just wanted to point out a few of these because they represent what I think we should be doing into the future. So one of them is our MPH is still our core program, and we are going through a total revision of that program because I think the way we traditionally teach is not exactly the way it should be. So it's going to be a more case-based integrated program, and that will be piloted beginning next fall, 2014. 2 years, I'm sorry, 2014. We have a new undergraduate program that I pointed out, which is very exciting, and I'll come back to that in a minute. We have many new certificate programs, including the one I mentioned in health disparities, which is designed to train researchers around the country in how to do health disparities research. And we have an online DRPH program, which is new. It's now in its second year. When we started, it was only one of 2 in the country, but it is different than the others because it is meant for as a leadership degree for practicing people in public health. And it can reach not only around the country, but around the world. And I did want to emphasize that